Hi, I'm Amy Etchison from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Blanket Fort Radio Theater Productions and at new and forthcoming books from SIU Press. We hope that you are enjoying the podcast version of A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days and Charlie Berger by Gary DeNeil. You can find all previous episodes of this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, the NPR One app, or on the WSIU website by searching for Blanket Fort Radio Theater. You can also follow the links on our website, www.blanketfortradiotheater.com. And you can find new and forthcoming books from SIU Press at www.siupress.com. Over the next few weeks, I'll be talking with two SIU graduate students. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Laura Thiessen, and I am a second-year MFA fiction candidate at SIU.
My name is Patience Burton. I am also a second-year MFA fiction student here at SIU.
Laura and Patience were both in Pinckney Benedict's fiction workshop last spring, where Blanket Fort Radio Theater was born. They've been working on a Blanket Fort production, which will launch in 2 weeks. Their project is an audio adaptation of the book Survived by One, The Life and Mind of a Family Mass Murderer, by Robert E. Hanlon with Thomas V. Odell, which was published by SIU Press in 2013. This will be the second Blanket Fort Radio Theater project following the successful release of A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days and Charlie Berger, by Gary DeNeil.
This project has some similarities to A Night of Another Sort. It's regional, having taken place in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and it's true crime. However, the tone of this project is very different from the tone of A Night of Another Sort. Where A Night of Another Sort in some ways celebrates the life of Charlie Berger, Survived by One tells a tragic tale in which there is nothing to celebrate. Whereas the violence in A Night of Another Sort seems distant and bearable, like you're watching it from afar, the violence in Survived by One is close range. It feels real and intimate, and you can't escape it. Ultimately, Survived by One is the story of a family mass murder, but it's also a story of abuse and neglect and of many missed opportunities for people to intervene or for other choices to have been made.
Hey there, folks. My name is Orion Hill. I do a lot of editing for Blanket Fort, and I had the pleasure of narrating this season. This story has fascinated me ever since I was brought onto the project, and we certainly hope you'll find it just as intriguing.
On November 8th, 1985, 18-year-old Tom Odell brutally murdered his parents and three siblings in the small southern Illinois town of Mount Vernon, sending shockwaves throughout the nation. The murder of the Odell family remains one of the most horrific family mass murders in U.S. history. Odell was sentenced to death, and after 17 years on death row, expected a lethal injection to end his life. However, Illinois Governor George Ryan's moratorium on the death penalty in 2000 and later commutation of all death sentences in 2003 changed Odell's sentence to natural life. The commutation of his death sentence was an epiphany for Odell. Prior to the commutation of his death sentence, Odell lived in denial, repressing any feelings about his family and his horrible crime. Following the commutation and removal of the weight of eventual execution, he was confronted with an unfamiliar reality, a future. As a result, he realized that he needed to understand why he had murdered his family. He reached out to Dr. Robert Hanlon, a neuropsychologist who had examined him in the past. Dr. Hanlon engaged Odell in a therapeutic process of introspection and self-reflection, which became the basis of their collaboration on this book. Hanlon tells a gripping story of Odell's life as an abused child, the life experiences that formed his personality, and his tragic, homicidal escalation to mass murder, seamlessly weaving into the narrative Odell's unadorned reflections of his childhood, finding a new family on death row, and his belief in the powers of redemption. As our nation attempts to understand the continual mass murders occurring across the country, Survived by One sheds some light on the psychological aspects of why and how such acts of extreme carnage might occur. Survived by One offers a never-been-told perspective from the mass murderer himself as he searches for the answers concurrently being sought for by the nation and the world.
That's all we have time for today. I hope you join us again next week as we talk with Laura and Patience about their experiences creating the audio version of this book and what it was like to be immersed in such a difficult story for so long. But in the meantime, please visit our websites at www.blanketfortradiotheater.com and www.siupress.com and follow us on Facebook. Again, this is Amy Etchison from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.